the Infinity Sports Network.
All right, starting off hour number three, let me start right here. At Squirrel 2 writes, "That's it, Rome. We were a fan of your show until your network rebranded itself the Infinity Sports Network." Signed, Lexus and Acura owners. All right, in case you're just now hearing that and you're just tuning in, you're wondering what's going on, what does that mean? Hey, Rome, what's going to happen to the show? What's going to happen to the X show? When is that going to debut? What this all means is nothing to you. Nothing has changed. The radio show has not changed. The X platform has not changed. We will be streaming on the X platform before you know it. None of this means anything. That little open right there sounds different, but it means nothing. Don't sweat that. Don't trip on that. Right. Sorry, Nissan guy. Sorry, XR4Ti guy. Sorry, Volkswagen guy. Sorry, Benz guy. It's actually a throwback. It's got nothing to do with cars. Hey, Jim, Tiger's body is physically done, but it's almost like he killed me. Signed, Brett in Bugahonk. Yeah, it's got to be tough.
Brian and Nicole were physically dead, and it's almost like they killed me.
Except you are actually dead, Oj. Dear Jim.
Oh.
My belief is he is grinding enough to stay sharp in preparation for the Champions Tour, where he will be able to use a cart. I truly think he's got the potential to dominate that tour. Alex in Vegas.
Interesting point.
You know, Bob Herrick said it's not the golf per se. When he's over the ball, he's fine, but he's got to walk the course. And that's tough. It's damn near impossible, really. And Mets Bets writes, Tiger wants to play every major? Yeah. And Larry wants you to hear his new tune. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
I don't get it. Wore a broken down, injury-riddled, controversy-courting goat still being bigger in 2024 than the sport of golf. I'm scared to even look at yesterday's ratings, but probably not as scared as CBS. Yeah, the sport's got some issues, right? So you've got some of the biggest names in the sport jumping over to the LIV Tour, and as I mentioned, in relative obscurity, like their next event's in Australia. So where do they go? You wonder how long the PGA Tour can exist trying to fund itself and keep their players. Rory apparently has been offered a ton of jack. Never mind that Rory hasn't won a major since 2014. You know, if they're going to keep poaching, and it's not like they're going to run out of money ever, but the PGA Tour could. It's true, man. And what happened to the merger? The merger was supposed to be done already, and it's not. So where does that stand?
Dear Billy, you had it coming. Nobody, and I mean nobody, calls it a tonic and gin. Signed, any bartender anywhere. Brendan Rockville, well done.
Making love to his tonic and gin.
Quote, you had it coming. Nobody, and I mean nobody anywhere, calls it a tonic and gin.
That's so true. Can you imagine? I never even thought about that. Because I really haven't given that guy much thought. Can you imagine rolling up to a bar and looking at a bartender and say, yo, man, I'll have a tonic and gin. That's a reason to go, right? I'll have a tonic and gin. I'll have a Coke and rum.
Love to his tonic and gin.
That's incredible. And being a former gin man myself, I can't believe that I never thought about that. I guess probably because I never really thought about that song. A tonic and gin. Wow, man. Makes me hungry.
Making love to his tonic and
I think I'm going to make love to my jelly and peanut butter. Dude, not only did he ask for a tonic and gin, but he's getting nice with his tonic and gin.
Sitting next to me.
Like he's making love to his tonic and gin. I mean, how much is wrong with that one lyric? I agree with Brendan. Dude, you had that coming to you. Getting nice with your tonic and gin. Look at Parody Larry. Check him out. Hey, Rome. I felt right at home when CBS ran Billy Joel during Piano Man for the news. If anybody could relate, Larry, it's you. If anybody could relate, it's you.
Do, 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 do.
All right, next topic. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-8686. I got a shout out to my pals in Kentucky. Yo, BBN. BBN, you're something else. What a difference a few days makes, right? Last time I shouted you out, so many of you were mid-meltdown over the Mark Pope hire. And I was trying to tell you to reconsider, be reasonable, keep an open mind, and embrace one of your own and focus on all the good things that Pope brings rather than what he might lack in his resume points. I understand the resume is not the same kind of resume that the other guys that Mitch Barnhart was trying to run down. However, it doesn't mean it's not a good hire. However, it doesn't mean he doesn't have a lot to bring to it. Well, apparently, y'all were listening to me on Friday because, dang, did the BBN's tune change quickly. And look, I understand why you're upset. The BBN being furious at how that coaching search went down was not surprising, nor was it hard to understand. The BBN and Kentucky did not run Cal off to get Mutombo'd by the coaches at Alabama and Baylor before falling back on the BYU coach. I guarantee the thinking internally wasn't, you know what? We probably have no shot at the Bama head coach. We probably have even less of a shot at the Baylor coach. But you know what? Let's take those big swings. Because if worse comes to worse, we'll still get the BYU coach. Yeah, I don't think that was the thinking. You don't run a guy because he doesn't win enough tournament games for a guy who has never won a single tournament game. That's not what the BBN was thinking when they got their pitchforks and torches out and chased Cal and his dog Paul and the dog stroller out of Las Vegas. So I understand why it took you a minute to get your head wrapped around that hire of Mark Pope. I understand why it took you a second to process Mark Pope. And why it took them a minute to come around to the idea. My point was, Mark Pope is actually pretty promising for a lot of different reasons. Even if he wasn't your first choice or second choice or ideal candidate that anybody had in mind 2 weeks ago. BBN, I know you. I know what you're about. I know you thought that when you ran Cal off, you could get anybody. I know you thought that. I knew you thought that you could get Dan Hurley. I knew you thought that you could get the Munster kid. I know you knew you could get Nate Oates. Or Drew. But there's still a lot to like about this dude. Top thing being, he is one of you. He understands what it is to be one of you. And damn, did he hammer that point home at that intro presser in Las Vegas yesterday. I was all the way out here in SoCal watching on TV, so I can't know for sure, but the vibes looked epic. I mean, outrageously epic in Rupp Arena yesterday. I've been in that building, but I've never experienced that. And that wasn't even for a game. I've been in that building for games, but I'm not sure I've ever seen anything like that. When he pulled up in that bus and the 96 championship squad rolled out of that bus with Pope bringing up the rear, holding the hardware, man, that was legendary. That was all-time intro presser gold. There is winning your opening presser, and then there's that. Whoever came up with that was a genius. And I know, winning the intro presser is going to be long forgotten if dude can't win in March. But the thing is, being able to take that Rupp Arena stage and put on a show like he did and get the BBN whipped into that kind of mouth-foaming frenzy, that's also part of the gig. And that's not an easy part of the gig. And that can be pretty intimidating. But then again, he's been in that building.
He's run the floor in that building. He won hardware in that building. He won a natty in that building. He played for Rick Pitino in that building. He knows. You need to be able to harness the energy and the power of the BBN if you're going to effectively lead the BBN. Because you don't want the BBN turning on you. Ask Cal. Ask Billy Gillespie. Now, you got to be able to direct that tidal wave of passion. And I get, it's just one day, not even a game. But you know what? You got to win that one day. You have to dominate that one day. And he went out there and he did that. Most of all, he showed Lexington, reminded Lex Vegas. He knows what time it is. He knows what he's up against. He knows what he's done and what he hasn't done. And he knows what he has to do. He knows the assignment. You get that gig. You have to lead the BBN and you have to win. And not just win, but you need to win big. You need to win natties. You need to win championships. You need to hang banners. It's an assignment probably unlike any other in college sports, which is why it takes somebody who gets it. And getting it and executing on it are two different things, but my man gets it. And you don't even take that from me. Take it from him. Does this sound like somebody who does not understand what he signed up for?
Every coach in America, at every other job in America, stands up at their press conference and they try and moderate expectations. We don't do that here at Kentucky. I understand the assignment. We are here to win banners.
Hey, like I said, that's what you have to say. Now you got to go out and you got to back it up. The job is way bigger than just saying and doing all the right things on day one, obviously. But my dude, Mark Pope, and you know he's a jungle guy. We've had him on always. Always loved talking to him when he was at BYU. But he did and said all the right things on day one. And I just want to give you a shout out, BBN, for showing the kind of love and passion and energy. Even if you were initially disappointed, you got a hold of yourselves and you understood we got to rally around this guy because he is one of our own. He's one of our own. This is our guy. We got to let him know. All right. Let's see what you got, big fella. Not that you had a choice. But then again, you also didn't pack the arena for a press conference. You didn't have to do that. There are reports that they're expecting, I don't know, maybe 6,000, maybe 8,000. That place was packed. And they were lined up all day long to get in. Some never did get in. There were people who were posting on X about getting the chills and crying, watching the 96 team get off that bus. The whole scene was incredible. The whole scene was the best of the BBN. Now, we've seen the worst of the BBN. It can get gnarly. But this is what I mean. We saw the worst of the BBN when you ran Cal off. And then we saw the best of the BBN 10 minutes later when you welcomed Mark Pope in, a guy that you allegedly didn't want. What a month, man. You talk about a roller coaster ride. But man, I don't know too many college basketball fan bases that can show up and show out like the BBN did. Now, it's true. One of Cal's five stars, Boogie Fland. And by the way, an amazing name right there. He decommitted from Kentucky this morning and is going to reopen his recruitment. Not the best news. But not surprising, right? How many of these players came to Kentucky to play for Cal? I mean, some of them to play for Cal, not even Kentucky. But to play for Cal because they know that Cal was an immediate pipeline to the association. I'm going to put myself out there and say it would be pretty surprising if Pope actually managed to keep any of those dudes that Cal signed. And if he can, great. Nobody said it was going to be easy for Mark Pope. He's going to have to rebuild a roster that works for his offense and his style and his vibe, and it might take a minute. And it might not be a straight line to success, but he knows what he signed up for. He understands the BBN. And he's going to attack this thing as hard as he possibly can. And that's what I was saying from the very beginning. You bring an outsider in, they don't understand. There's no way you could possibly understand the BBN until you've lived with the BBN. This guy has. So, he is the BBN. He is one of you. You know how he understands? Because he's one of you.
So thank you for listening to me, BBN.
I am.
Didn't it feel great not to be miserable for a day? You're welcome. Was there anybody the building who wants to call? What was it like? What was it like when that bus rolled up and that 96 team rolled out and Pope came last? And then he addressed all of you. And how much did it suck not to get into the building?
Banners.
We talked about it for weeks. BBN, so get up in here. 1-800-636-8686. When we come back, I'm going to keep it in state. Jeff Brohm, Louisville head coach, joins me next. Quick question for you, clones. Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so amazing? Well, there is something to be said for a family business which stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Do not be fooled by other brands. All beef jerky is not the same. Make sure you choose Old Trapper, where you can actually see the quality right through their iconic Clearview packages. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender, it's never tough, because they use only the best ingredients. From their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices, to their real wood-fired smoke, Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite. And it comes in four mouth-watering flavors. You have four choices. Just find the one that works best for you. If you're not sure, if for some reason you're new to it, they do come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can buy one of each. If you already know what you want, load it up with the 18-ounce bag. That way you've got enough for everybody. If you don't see it, and there's no reason why you wouldn't, but if you don't see it, ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
You know what's important? To feel good. You want to feel good. It affects everything else. And then you get to experience life in such a better way. Relief Factor can help you with that. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against occasional minor pain. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free. It was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for relieving pain. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s to help reduce or even eliminate the everyday minor aches and pains that you might be experiencing. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. I was sent Relief Factor to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I can feel the difference. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life that you want, doing the activities you love. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor. Give it a try for yourself. I have. All right, so if you're on hold, you want to stay there. If not, give me a call right now. As promised, though, we are joined by the head football coach at Louisville. I say new because last year, in his first season, the Cardinals went 10-4. They were 7-1 in ACC play. They went to the ACC championship game. They played in the Holiday Bowl. They were ranked number 19 in the final AP poll. He spent the previous six seasons at Purdue. He won the Big Ten West Divisional title in 2022. He did play 7 years in the NFL. The Cardinals are going to open up their season at home against Austin Peay on August 31st. We are joined by Jeff Brohm. Jeff, it's always good to have you on the show. How are you feeling, Jeff?
Thank you, Jim. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. All right, Jeff, so for hardcore college football fans, I think we know this. There are really only two seasons, football season in the fall and spring football. So how good has it felt to be back at work with your team during the last 5 weeks, which concludes Friday with your spring game?
Well, that's all gone good. I think spring practice is used to develop your young players and make sure they're ready to go and get your backups ready to hopefully become starters. And nowadays, with the transfer portal, you got to make sure that all your new additions are getting plenty of reps and getting up to speed on what's going on. So we've tried to utilize that as best we can. You got to try to prevent injuries as well along the way and hope that you don't lose guys for the season. But it's been a very productive spring. Our guys have worked hard. There are a lot of new faces for us. They've definitely displayed athleticism and talent and can really help us. We just got to make sure we get them up to speed where they can just continue to learn throughout spring, and then we follow that up by the summer and the fall camp as well.
You know, Jeff, I hate to make it about the portal always, but you mentioned that, and I want to say in recent months I've spoken with college coaches ranging from Tom Izzo to Trent Dilfer and more, and that topic of radical changes to college sports always seems to come up. Since you've been a Division I coach now for a decade, how have you tried to navigate the current landscape?
Well, what we try to do is just adjust to the rules that are being made. And I don't agree with all of them. I'm sure a lot of people don't as well. But the way this is set up is, you know, these individuals have the right to transfer freely. And to a certain degree, I definitely agree with that and want to help them achieve their goals. But it does cause a lot of roster turnover. It causes a lot of change on your team. And, you know, you just kind of have to play with it and make sure that, you know, you're getting the best players to help your team win and develop. You're making sure that you have a backup plan in case people want to leave at certain times. You're making sure that you're following the college football world and landscape and listening to calls and calls that come in on potential targets. And it's just a very busy time. And you kind of just make sure you can't not play along with it. You got to make sure that you're doing your part to improve your team and roster. So we've been pretty active in it, and we will continue to be that way. And maybe one day it'll slow down, but right now it's very hectic.
Yeah, right now it is what it is. Louisville head football coach Jeff Brohm is joining us. Now, Jeff, you, of course, are renowned for your work with quarterbacks. Jack Plummer had a nice season in his final college season with you. How is the quarterback depth chart coming together now, led by Tyler Shuck, who started his career at Oregon and spent the last 3 years at Texas Tech?
Well, it's a very important position, and that position needs to play well, and we need to do our part to help that position play well. But Tyler's come in. What we like about him, he's got great experience. He's played a lot of football. He's been through ups and downs, so he knows how to handle adversity and things when they don't go exactly your way. I think sometimes when you get a player with 1 year left, they come in with a mission and goals set up, and they really want to achieve them. So I think to this point, he's been outstanding. He's been very intelligent. He picks up things quickly. He works really hard. He's been a really good leader. I think he can throw the football. He can see the field. He's got, you know, a pro size for his build and frame, and we want to surround him with the best talent, but we think he can help us win at a high level, and he just got to continue on this path and continue to learn. But to this point, he's done a great job.
Hey, Jeff, to your point that he's played a lot of football, I mean, for those who don't know it, he's an amazing story. Like, he's 24. He'll be playing his seventh season of college football. He got married 9 days ago. He postponed his honeymoon so he could finish your spring practices. Safe to say, this dude really loves ball. Am I right?
Well, you hit it on the nose, and without question, he's very mature, which is a huge plus for him, and we're happy for him. You know, we actually moved spring schedule around a little bit so he could get married this past weekend without missing practice, and I know that went well, and he was right back at it, and right back here on practice this past Monday today. So, you know what, he's just been a great addition. He is unique because of the experience factor and the age factor, but, you know, sometimes that really helps, and it helps the maturity of your team and helps the leadership that he brings. And I think he's going to play great. You know, he's just had a few injuries along the way that have kind of been unfortunate. But at this point, he's healed up and he's ready to go. And we want to help him have a tremendous year.
And Jeff Brohm joining us. You know, Jeff, I had a great conversation with Louisville's new head basketball coach, Pat Kelsey, last week. His energy and his passion were off the charts, man. He was shot out of a cannon. Have you had a chance to spend much quality time with Pat yet? And as a Louisville native and alumnus, do you think that he is the one to bring the basketball team back to national prominence?
Well, believe it or not, I have spent a lot of time around him. You know, he's been very active in recruiting and trying to improve his roster to this point. He's utilized, you know, what we've brought to the table football-wise, recruiting, and he's asked a lot of questions, and he's brought his recruits over here to see us, to not only see our facilities, but to come to practice. So we've worked hand-in-hand with him. I think, without question, he is going to provide a great spark and an energy level of someone that really wants to compete at the highest level and prove himself on a big stage. And without question, this is a big stage. You know, our arena at the Yum Center is second to none. It's great basketball tradition. I know I'm a sports fan just like you and everyone else, and I want to see that basketball team play well. And without question, the fans here are really starving for some great basketball, and I know he's going to work hard to get that done.
No, he saw it. In fact, right before he came on, I was talking about Kentucky and the fact that they had 22,000 people in Rupp Arena for the announcement of Mark Pope coming in. I mean, that is a state that loves its ball. Without question. You know, Jeff, before you go, we talked about some of the changing things in the landscape. What about the conference itself? Like, the ACC is going to expand next season, add three new schools. For instance, you're going to host SMU on October 5th. Then you're going to head to Stanford in November, which is going to join the conference along with UC Berkeley. So what does adding a footprint in both Texas and California mean for the conference?
Well, I think, you know, you've got to adapt and adjust, and a lot of conferences are trying to position themselves. So, you know, for us to add three valuable opponents like those schools you mentioned that have a lot of history and tradition that have played football at a high level and other sports, I think it'll be great. You know, there's going to probably be continual change as we progress through the years, but, you know, this is good football and good basketball in the ACC, and it's very competitive, and top to bottom, it's very good. So without question, we feel like in this conference, you know, if you win this conference and you play well and you get a chance to go to the playoff, without question, you'll have a chance to win it all. And I think as you see the playoff probably come about this next year, which I know provides a ton of excitement for every sports fan, even myself, I think I'm excited, whether it's us or anybody, to see some new teams in the mix that have a chance to compete and have an opportunity to play for a championship in the end is going to provide a tremendous amount of excitement. An interest, and it's going to be something that we all strive now because we know we have a chance to get to that 12-team playoff.
Right, no doubt. So one last thought. I know you've turned the page on last season, but there were such high expectations with your decision to return to your alma mater, and you lived up to all of them. You led the team to 10 wins, the first trip to the ACC championship game. As you look back on last year, what were you most pleased with, and then where are you looking to improve?
Well, I was really pleased that our guys played hard and they competed hard. And fortunately for us, we were able to win some close games early on. They kind of skyrocketed us to an opportunity to compete for the ACC championship game. So that was great to get to. And I think we fought hard to make that. Unfortunately, didn't finish the way we wanted. So there's a great learning curve there for us. But we know what it takes. We know the talent that is in this league and what it's going to take to win. And, you know, you just try to continue to improve your team and make sure you're ready for all the things that come up, all the changes that you have to make and adjustments you have to make along the way. But you got to get your guys to play hard. You got to get them to want to compete and play at the highest level, but also believe that they can beat anybody. So that's what we're going to try to do this year. We've got to, you know, go on the road to Clemson. We got to go on the road to Notre Dame. We got to go on the road to Stanford. We got to go on the road to Kentucky. So we'll have our hands full, but every week's going to be a challenge, and that's why you play the game.
That's it, and so far so good. That was a great first year, 10-4 overall, 7-1 in conference play, and again, they advanced to the ACC championship game. Jeff Braum, my guest. Jeff, always good to have you on the show. Thanks for making time for this program. As always, good to talk to you, and I know we'll do it again during the season.
Thank you, Jim. Keep up the great work.
You too. Jeff, keep it up. Coach, appreciate you. Louisville football, they're in the right hands. That was a good first year, but he just mentioned lots of challenges coming ahead. Some really tough games on the road, but that'll make it tough. All right, so we go into our last segment. You know what I'm looking for, actually? ATPs. ATPs, that got away from me a little bit. The Ask the Pros, hit me up with an ATP right now. Monday is an ATP day. So hit me up with your ATP. In addition to that, I want to remind you that for the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. So, in order of importance, the ATP, Ask the Pros, ask me anything you want. We'll have those next segment. Telephone number 1-800-636-8686. The one thing we have not gotten to yet, the last day of the NBA regular season and the matchups that that's set up, we can get into that as well. Are the Bucks going to have Giannis? How nasty is Philadelphia if Joel Embiid as a 7, if they're healthy? What about the Knicks as a 2? Do you trust the Celtics? Should the Lakers lose their play-in game to avoid the Nuggets? All of that. Hey, how about that Cleveland-Orlando matchup? Why y'all got to hate on that? I like that, actually. But then again, I'm a Magic fan. So we can get into any of that, too. Right now, here is a sports update. Here is Rich Ackerman.
Staying up all night.
So it is time to answer the Ask the Pros question, where you clones get to submit a question at cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. It is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. ATPs. Dear Jim, are there any bands that you dislike, but you like one or two of their songs? Thanks, Brad, in the 360, Cycling Degenerate. And dude, I would imagine nothing that comes to mind, but obviously, right? I think everybody would say that. Find me one person dead, who wouldn't answer that with a yes. You know what? No offense, Brad, and I did solicit an ATP, but it doesn't interest me enough to think about it, but I'll give you the answer. Yes. Let me answer for all of mankind. Yes. Everybody likes a band or dislikes a band, but can find one song that they like. I just don't feel like thinking about it any more than I have to. Mr. Rome. Already off to a bad start. Mr. Rome. Because I know who that's from. When I read Mr. Rome, do you not think, uh-oh? Do you do anything special when you're fighting the cold and or the flu? Respectfully, Edward Moreno from Redondo Beach. Eddie, just for the last time, just answer the question. Are you a troll or are you really that bland and boring? Is that something that really interests you? Or now are you just trolling the hell out of me and I don't get it? Are you leaning into it? Do I do anything special when fighting the cold or the flu? Well, since there is no cure for the cold, no. The common cold, no. And if I have the flu, I'll work out. I always think working out, getting a sweat on is a good idea, even if it's not. Wow, somebody pick me up here. The Ask the Pros. It's called Ask the Pros. Not come up with the most boring thing ever. Sir Pimps-a-Lot, you have mentioned a few times about how big a fan you are of Larry David. Let me stop you right there. I haven't really mentioned that. I've mentioned that Dodger Jano is a huge fan of Larry David. I like him. Absolutely, I like him. She loves him. Jake Rome loves him even more. This guy continues. Have you seen the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm yet? One of the greatest shows of all time, and I already miss it. Thanks. Mario and Frisco. Wore Larry David picking up a prostitute so he can take the carpool lane to the Dodger game. All right, so we don't lock in for every episode of that show. We did stumble across a couple of episodes this season. I'm amazed. I mean, I know it's their last season, and I would expect no less of Larry David, but I'm amazed at how aggressive they are. I'm amazed at how well-written that show is. I'm amazed at how hard they go, how hungry they are. I mean, that's a brand that they protect. I'm amazed still at the acting. That is a great show. My point is, it's a really aggressive show, and it's lost nothing. That's not only has it stood the test of time, I'm going to argue that from what I know, and I'm not like super hardcore, diehard, seen every season, every episode. I would never profess to be that guy. But knowing what I know and knowing what I've seen, I'm going to say that show right now is as good as it's ever been. And that says a lot going into its last season. Like, that guy's lost nothing. I'm inspired by artists that still have that far into the genre, that far into their careers, that far into what they've done. I mean, Larry David, man, I may be off base on this, but I'm guessing he's got more money than the man himself, right? Yet still hungry. Still hungry to create. Good on you, Larry. We watched it the other night, and I was with Janet, and I'm like, damn. Dude, I cannot believe how hard they push it. I can't believe how far over the line they'll go. I can't believe what they can get away with. I can't believe how well written that is. Like, I don't know what my man is worth, but if I type, well, look, be careful about what you type into the internet when it comes to net worth or what people make, i.e. look me up, I'm guessing my man is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, probably legitimately, given where he started, what he created, what he wrote for, what he's done. And yet, man, he's all about it. Brilliant dude. Brilliant dude. I think it's an amazing show. Hi, Jim. Have you ever tried Javier's very own Reserva de Javier's tequila? Thanks, Bella B. in Calgary. Bella, I'm going to be honest.
I love when you taught hockey.
I love when you taught tequila.
War Lady Clone.
Bella, I didn't know that that existed. Even though I'm Javier's biggest fan. And I've been sending you all there for years. And again, I get nothing out of that. It's just I love Javier. I love his restaurants. I love the brand. I love the experience. All of that said, I didn't know that he had his own Reserva de Javier's tequila. Now that I know that, next time I'll ask for it. I'll be very happy to sample that and then give you my reaction, Bella. I didn't know. I don't know if maybe they just serve that in margaritas. You know me, I like mine neat. Hey, Jim, do you ever eat at food trucks? If so, what kind do you enjoy? Joel in Montana. Let me think. There was that one hamburger food truck down here. What was the name of that truck, Alvy? I don't know, dude. Why are you asking me? I don't live down here. No, there's a famous hamburger truck down here. I don't recall. I have nothing against food trucks. You gotta understand. I am pretty much a creature of habit. Does Starbucks have a food truck? If Starbucks had a food truck and they served the perfect bar and the protein box and the nitro out of that truck, man, I'd hammer that truck. Jim, just curious, are you moving to the X platform, or as you are moving to the X platform, are you going to change your bumper music to X Los Angeles? If not, all good. Regards, Tom, in Phoenix. All right. That's not bad. You know I like that band. LA Punk. That would work. That would work. I don't know. Albie, where do you come out on that? You are responsible for the bump music. Albie, I didn't know you were a punk rocker like that. It fits. It fits. I don't know if that's in the regular rotation. I don't know if you break that out like you do Van Halen every 6 or 8 weeks on a Friday. It fits. Yeah, like that. Look that up. I'll bet you that song dropped like 79? 82? It holds up. April and 80. Hey, old man Van Smack knowing nailed that. April of 1980, and that holds up. You know what? I might bring that with me to the X platform. I think that's not a bad idea. All right, just rolling through the ATPs. Hey, Rome, I know you're not much of a fan of Piano Man, but if you had to pick one song to listen to, what's with all the music today, man? Is there one that you would say you can at least tolerate? Come on. Come on, Rome. You know you should have blasted Uptown Girl on that hog with those buxom beach babes back in the day. Eric in L.A. Do you know what I was blasting when I had not that? No, you know why? I wanted to get nice back in the day on that hog. They would have been like, they would have been off that hog. Like, damn, he's playing Billy Joel. We're out of here. Eric, do you know what I was bumping back then? I've always been about alternative rock, punk rock. And, you know, maybe just straight rock when I was younger. But when I was old enough to get that hog, I saved up for that hog. If you don't know what we're talking about, go to, quote, the internet and look. There is a picture of me, Tan Smack,
with a blonde on the front, a blonde on the back, and yes, that was me. I'm just saying, I got to own it. There's a picture. It was documented. But I would say this straight up. I was not playing Billy Joel. How the hell do you think I got them to mount that hog? Not by playing Billy Joel. Now, New Order. Yes. Yes, man. Nothing like blasting New Order on PCH back in the day on the hog. Man, it never gets better than that. You know, I always say that I'm looking to make sure the next 25 years are the best 25 years of my life, that the best life is in front of me, not behind me. I got to own this. It will never be better than that. Me on that hog that I saved up for. Three of us on that same hog. New Order bumping. PCH. Good times, man. You can't tell me that hog and that music was not a chick magnet, and I had something to do with it. Hey, Jim, what was that ding? What was the ding about during this morning's traffic? Thanks, Kenneth E. in the 503.
Rome Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
What traffic? You mean like radio traffic? Or do you mean traffic on the road? If you mean that traffic, Alvy was dinging it for Infinity.
Jim Rome Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
There you go. Huge call brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntech and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntech Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Try Syntech today exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. There's your Monday wrap. My thanks to Jeff Brom, head football coach at Louisville, Bob Herrig, Sports Illustrated golf writer, the XR for TI. The clones, you could do better. You could do a hell of a lot better on the phones especially. Think about it tonight. Think about it today. Think about tonight. Think about what you want to talk about tomorrow on the phones, and I will see you then. We're out.